You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Jeffrey Wilson reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the Church World Services Network is opening a refugee resettlement office in advance of refugees being settled in the area. The group held a community meeting November 10th at the Christ Episcopal Church as they plan to bring 80 refugees from Congo, Syria, and Iraq to Poughkeepsie. Quote, "This isn't a faucet you can turn on and people just start flowing in," Sarah Krause, Senior Director for Programs for CWS, said. Quote, "Refugees are the most vetted of anyone trying to enter the United States," end quote. "Refugees take out no-interest loans to cover travel expenses and must pay the loan back." Krause said 85% of new arrivals are employed and, quote, "self-sufficient within 180 days. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. The Albany Times-Union reports that under a consent order with New York State, the Taconic Company must pinpoint the extent of the pollution in Petersburg and install water treatment systems, the state announced Thursday night. Taconic, a plastics company, is responsible for the perfluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, contamination in the Petersburg area. The order forces Taconic to install and maintain a granulated activated carbon treatment system for 90 private wells affected by the PFOA contamination. So far, the state has tested private wells throughout the Petersburg area, sampled soil, surface water, and air in the area, and listed a landfill there as a potential state Superfund site, allowing the state to investigate potential sources of PFOA from the landfills. There is also a fish study in the Hoosick and Little Hoosick rivers and blood testing for area residents available. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Rick Carlin in Capital Confidential reports that the State Commission on Legislative, Judicial, and Executive Compensation again postponed their final meeting where they are required to issue recommendations on whether lawmakers should get a pay raise and, if so, how much that raise should be. Originally scheduled before Election Day, the Commission now meets November 15th. Fran Ryder, one of Governor Andrew Cuomo's three representatives on the seven-member panel, made the request for delay. And gubernatorial appointee Gary Johnson has resigned and will be replaced by Cuomo's former budget director, also a former Thruway Authority director, Bob Megna. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Festival director Robert Mano reports in the Wyndham Journal that the Wyndham Chamber Music Festival will suspend programming in Wyndham and Hunter next year. The November 26th show at the Doctorow Center in Hunter will be the last for the Wyndham Festival Chamber Orchestra. The group just completed its 20th year and 100th performance at the Wyndham Civic Center Concert Hall this fall. Mano writes that 23 Arts Initiative and the Catskill Jazz Factory will put on concerts at the Wyndham Civic Center next year. Read the full story in the Wyndham Journal. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced November 10th more than $325 million in funding is available for elderly and low and moderate income New Yorkers to heat their homes this winter. Applications for the Home Energy Assistance Program will be accepted beginning Monday, November 14th. Quote, "No one should have to choose between putting food on the table and paying their heating bill," Governor Cuomo said. Quote, "This critical program helps seniors and hardworking New Yorkers cover the cost of high heat during the cold winter months. I encourage those who are eligible to apply for this support and to stay warm and stay safe," end quote. Eligible households can receive a one-time benefit of up to $626, depending on income, household size, and heating source. A family of four can have a household income of up to $53,076 annually, or $4,423 a month, and still qualify for help. Last year, 65,538 homes in the Capital Region and 97,506 in the Mid-Hudson Valley took advantage of the program. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.